Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello, ladies, and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. I'm here with Rosemary. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
My name is Emma, and it's great to have you with us this week. Now, this week we are talking about prayer, and it's a topic that I shared in our Heartbeat video this week. And the reason I particularly wanted to share on the power of prayer is because for me, prayer has not come easily. It's been something that I've really had to build as a discipline into my life, that I've really had to make it a habit in order to put it into my daily life. I've really had to work hard. And I think it's because at times I've found prayer as not productive. But as I've built more my relationship with God, I've seen more and more the importance and power of prayer in my life.
Interesting you use the word productive, because I would say that often prayer, you don't actually sometimes see a solution at the end of the time you've spent with God. Like, it's productive in that you've spent the time, but, you know, and hopefully you feel, you know, even if it's emotionally better being with the Lord, spiritually better, but sometimes it's like you can't actually say, well, this is what I got out of it. This is what eventuated. I got all these answers. But over a period of time, you see the results.
And I think that's why I've found it hard at times to pray, because I felt like I'm not doing anything. Like, that was my experience at first.
Yeah,
it's not my experience now, but therefore I've had to work hard at making it a discipline, and now it doesn't feel like that. It's quite different, and I've seen I suppose the fruit of that in my life because of committing to daily prayer.
Yes, and that's what I would suggest with everybody. Give yourself a goal that I'm going to pray every day for a month, and then see, not necessarily how you feel, but see if you feel like some things have changed. Maybe your attitude, maybe your love for the Lord, maybe a transformation within your heart, within family's hearts, with people that you've been praying for or with. Because God does amazing things even if we don't feel like anything's happening.
I think by making that commitment to sit down and pray, it's showing God your commitment to him. And I think he wants to see that. He wants to see that we're putting him first in our lives and making an effort. And, I mean, we ultimately know that God just pours his grace upon us, and it's nothing of our effort that causes us, you know, to gain his love, but it shows that we're trying to build a relationship with him when we put aside that time to spend with him.
Any love relationship, the two people involved want to feel like they're appreciated, that they are loved for who they are. And God is no different, because he's put that within us. He wants to feel like we appreciate his love. We actually need his love, you know, and the more we spend time with him, the more we see the power of prayer. We see more his love in so many areas and so many things.
And that was my next point was going to be, is that I think when we pray, it makes us more aware of God in our lives. So as we finished our prayer for the day, as we go out to do the things that God's put on us to do that are in our lives, we can see him working in our lives more because we put aside the time to pray. It's like it's made us heightened to him, his presence in our lives, and alertness of God is with me when I'm doing something.
But also inviting him in to my everyday life, not just in the prayer time.
Yep.
So you can actually pray 24/7 because it's like, Lord, I'm here today and I've got, you know, I don't know, this area of work to do and I'm really struggling. Would you come and be with me? Give me peace. Give me a clear mind. Give me wisdom. Help me. So you're praying. Mm. You're asking for his help. Mm. And he does. He comes. He helps in so many areas.
Mm. It's something that I think often I reflect on, and I know a lot of our women who read your blog say as well, is they love how you see God in the everyday. But I really think that that comes from the time that you've spent in prayer, so that you've allowed God to then come and speak to you for the rest of your day. With it, kind of like exactly what you've just said, you've then, from your prayer, you've said, now God, come with me for the rest of my day.
Yeah, and like if we really looked at scripture, we really looked at when Jesus walked on the earth in the Gospels, you would see Jesus came into people's lives in their everyday life. They were ploughing the field. Mm. They were collecting water from the well. They were feeding their family, or they were listening to him talk. And he, in the everyday life, walked up to them, shared with them, spoke to them, loved them, had compassion for them. And so why is it, no, it's no different now.
Mm, yep.
He walks the earth with us. Well, you know, he sent us the Holy Spirit, so he walks with us, in us. So if we invite him in, we can see him talking to us, loving us, giving us compassion, just exactly the same as in the Gospels.
Yeah, prayer, I found that when I commit more to praying every day, when I made that commitment a number of years ago, it then causes me to turn to him more in my life when circumstances arise, because he becomes the first person I turn to.
Yep.
When I want wisdom, when I want breakthrough, when I want guidance. And then, of course, I go and I may ask for wisdom to other people in my lives, but he's the first person that I would turn to. And so it certainly made me more reliant on God and increased my dependence on him.
It also does the other area of not just necessarily always asking when I've got problems, but delighting in a sunset and going, Lord, you're just amazing. This sky's just amazing today. I very often say it about clouds. I go, Lord, look at the clouds you painted today. They're just incredible. Mm. They look so fluffy and, you know, and they look like cotton wool. And he loves it that we admire his things that he's created, because he does it for our pleasure.
Mm.
And he loves it when someone responds to him and tells him, you are simply amazing, Lord.
Certainly the way that I pray is I journal. So I write out my prayers. And then I also would pray the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And sometimes I just have other prayers, like in a prayer book that I might have, that I pray. But generally I would pray a lot with my own words. And then, of course, when I go to Mass, I would pray those prayers as well. What are the kind of prayers that, how do you pray?
All of those.
Mm.
All of those and probably some, meaning I can be reading a book, and it can just be a novel sometimes, but often they're Christian books, because I just feel like as I'm getting older, I don't want to waste time. I want to learn more about God and about how people, you know, have tried to describe God or see God or what they've learnt, because we can learn off others. And they often then describe it in human words that I can understand. And so when I read something, I stop and I actually pray and meditate on what I've just read.
Mm.
So I don't quickly skim over the words. I actually go, and if it has hit me so much, I write it down in my prayer journal. And I tweeze it out, or I try and go find if there's a scripture reference or something that, you know, leads me to something else. And it's interesting how I get led to one thing, to another thing, to another thing. Yeah, but there's umpteen ways that you can pray, and it can be different every day for me.
Well, this week, I think the weekly challenge is going to be different for everyone, because I know that there are some people who don't pray daily, and to pray daily would be a new thing for you. So the weekly challenge, I think, for you this week is to start praying daily. As Rosemary said, maybe you could say for a month, I'm going to pray every day, just a few minutes a day, and just to see what God does you in that does in you during that time. And then I think for some of us, our weekly challenge could be to build up to that prayer throughout the day. So it's not just refined or confined to the time that maybe I sit down and pray, but that I'm taking God with me throughout my day.
Yeah. And ask the Holy Spirit. Mm. We're talking so much lately on the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to whisper into your mind when you maybe could pray more, that you could see a sunset and delight in it. Because he will, if you invite him, he will talk to you and he will help us in our prayer. Because it says in scripture, and I love this, when you don't have the words, the spirit knows the groanings of your spirit.
I love that. Yep.
Sometimes I just say, Lord, here I am and I'm groaning. I can't express into words my emotions, how I'm feeling, what's been happening, but you know. And you just feel peaceful that you can share that, and God knows exactly where you are.
Next week, when we talk in our podcast, we're actually going to build on this. So we're going to be talking about solitude and having a quiet time before God. And I suppose today, I suppose I've really been talking about maybe us doing a lot of the talking. And next week, we're going to share more about...
No talking.
Yes, yeah, taking that silence and allowing God to speak to us. So I hope that you're encouraged this week by what we've talked about. And next week, come back and listen to us talking about having just that quiet time and allowing God to really speak to us and giving him that space. So we hope that you have a great week, a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week.
Bye. Have a great week.